Today is Monday, June 8th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So there's just more of the same. Packing a little bit more. Recording a podcast. Packing. Words with friends. So this weekend, my parents came over. So we, and it's going to sound more and more echoey this week. And I don't know about next week because there's carpet in the new studio, but it's definitely going to sound echoey this week because I have now removed almost everything. I've got one little corner set up. So I normally have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I normally have 5 little laptop stands that I bought a long time ago at Walmart that are like these MDF, but I have them arranged kind of in an L shape around me. And then I have these MDF shelves, and I have 1, 2, 3, I have 4 of those. And then over kind of behind me, if you ever see me on video, I also have these QB shelves that are 2 of them stacked on top of each other. And those have lights in them, and that's why Fatty always said, I look like I'm on Hollywood Squares. Oh, I'm out of breath because we just finished P90X. But, so I'm really echoey, gosh. But now I've removed the QB shelves, I've removed all but one of the MDF shelves, I've removed all but one of the laptop stands. And that's a lot. I removed the TV. I normally have a big touchscreen monitor, a big like 33-inch or something. I don't know, something like that, that I do my editing on. And then, I don't know, other things, other random things around the room. I still have the rug on the floor. Also, this room is, there's a rug that I bought when we first moved in here because this room also has faux hardwood floors. So it's a very echoey room, especially when there's no furniture. So this weekend, my parents came over. So we got up, Mark and I got up. We got our P90X out of the way on Saturday morning. And then I think we did a little bit of, I cooked. It was actually really good. I think Saturday was the first day that I did this. I can't remember now because I probably mentioned it all on Dubious Intent. But like I said before, when you do a personal journal podcast, you're going to repeat yourself. So I found a really good way to make, so we do, when we do eggs, when we do breakfast, he likes to do rice with it, which was not something I had ever really done as an American, but it's very common, you know, in the Philippines and other Asian countries. And we have a rice cooker, you know, as you do. And so I normally will make rice and then make eggs, and he likes his over hard and over hard. And I like mine over easy or sunny side up because I like a runny yolk. And then he really likes bacon. So I'll make that and bacon, eggs and bacon and rice and put it all over the rice. And but I decided, but normally I make the bacon in the oven and it takes so long. It takes like forever in the oven. So I was like, you know what? I'll just go ahead and cook the bacon in the pan that I'm going to cook the eggs in. So I did that, and then I thought, you know, it doesn't make any sense to pour out this bacon grease that's rendered out of it. I mean, why be healthier than you have to be, right? It adds flavor. So then I cooked the eggs, and while the rice was cooking in the rice cooker, the rice was already cooking, I had already started it, the bacon got nice and crispy, I pulled it out, put it on the paper towels, but I left the bacon grease in there. So then I cooked the eggs on a low temperature in the bacon grease, because I don't like those crispy, I don't like the crispy, webby edges on an egg for whatever reason. I don't like it. I like my eggs to be soft and silky and smooth. So I did that, got his the way he wanted them, got mine the way I wanted them, pulled those out, put them on a plate, and then the rice was ready. So then I took the rice out. I crushed up some garlic. I put the garlic in the leftover bacon grease. Perfumed the bacon grease with garlic, and then I fried the rice in the oil. Totally not healthy at all, but it was so good. And he loved it. And he said it was Filipino as well. So I've nailed one. Well, I don't know if I'm, he didn't say nailed it, but I'm just going to say I nailed one Filipino dish. So we did that. And then my parents came over later and my mom, but oh my God. So I have to talk about it. So my dad built this table and a lot, my real dad, who's no longer alive, really was into carpentry, and he built this really nice table. I don't know whether it's oak or it's probably oak, but anyway, he built this table. He built a couple of them, actually. He built one for he and my mom to have as a dining table, and then I think he built one for my grandparents, and anyway, regardless, but everything that he built was really sturdy and heavy. This table must be 500 pounds. I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing, but it's really heavy. It may be more than that. And I didn't want the movers to move it because, I don't know, you can't, like, even though you have moving insurance or whatever, or, you know, they two men in a truck insure damages. So, like, if they damage your furniture, they'll pay a certain amount, up to a certain amount. Well, this is a handmade item, and I'm like, if they damage it, there's not much. I mean, I guess we could take it to, I know Chip and Joanna Gaines had this guy that they would go to who would like fix old furniture. So I guess maybe you could sand it down and restain it and all that. But I mean, it's a lot of man. So maybe two men in a truck would pay to have it like refinished or something if they damaged it. But I was like, oh yeah, we'll move that one. My stepdad has a trailer, his business, because he has a handyman business. So I'm like, hey, bring over the trailer. Mom can help pack, and you and I and Mark can put this table in the trailer and take it over to the house. Oh my goodness. And we had moved it. We have moved it before, but it's kind of like, I think women say, you know, after a pregnancy, like immediately after they have the baby, they're like, I'm never having a baby again. Don't touch me. I want a hysterectomy right now. No, not a hysterectomy. I want my tubes tied right now. No more babies. And then like what, a few months later, they're already wanting another baby or something. I think it's kind of like that. I moved it once or twice. And at each time I move it, I'm like, no, we're never going to move this again. And then all of a sudden, like 6 months later, I'm like, oh yeah, we can move it. It wasn't that hard. Oh my gosh, you guys, it was so difficult. I don't want to go into detail, but we tried one way. Mark and I dropped it. We were trying to do it before my stepdad got there because he's like 72. And I mean, he still does really, he runs 3 days a week and he lifts weights. And, you know, I mean, he stays in really good shape, but I don't know. I don't want to be the cause of him like throwing his back out at 72 or breaking a hip or something. So Mark and I tried. We tried, put it on the little hand, the little rolly thing, whatever you call that. And we got it stuck in the door. we could not move it any other way. We couldn't, like, it wouldn't go any further because of the angles of the walls and stuff. And then about that time, my stepdad arrives and my mom. And she's, like, giving us, and my mom's trying to help. And she's also 72 and has a bad back. Oh, my gosh. So finally, we had to back completely out of that plan and go out a different door altogether. So we had to take the table through the house to another door. It was not good. We finally got it out. We got it in the trailer. We got it to the new house. It is there now. It's there for good. We're going to sell it with the house if we ever move again. Not really, but I'm going to let them move. And the whole time, Mark was like, I think we let the movers move it last time. And I think he was right. So anyway, so we did that. And then on Sunday, we basically just packed and nothing of note. But we did more packing. We just went back. So tonight, I'm recording now. We did P90. I worked all day and then we did P90X. And now I'm recording while Mark showers. Then I'm going to shower. Then we're going to take a load from the studio. Because again, I know there have been people who've been talking about like, are we going to let the movers move anything? And Mark feels the same way. But I'm not letting the movers move my studio stuff. I'm just not. So we're taking another load from the studio. And then we'll pick up food on the way home because all of my cooking, you know, you guys know I cook every single day. All of my cooking stuff is packed. So this week, I mean, I'm going to have to just suffer and do fast food. I know it's a shame. I know I hate fast food. It's going to be a real struggle, but I'm going to do it. I just want to mention one more time. I started while I was working today. I watched more of this Roomie Official. He is so cute. You guys need to look Roomie Official, R-O-O-M-I-E-O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L on YouTube. He's Swedish, I found out. So cute. And he has a really good voice too when he sings. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.